Good morning, Jamie. Are you well?
Very well, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. What an exciting day you've got. Your Supermare Probabil, a couple of other runners in Australia, and then you've got Avantage going around the Tarzina and a few interesting runners on the day over there as well. But let's kick it off with the champ, Probabil. Every time she races, she puts her heart in. I was surprised that she wasn't favourite earlier in the week, but the money has now come for her. She's undefeated at Caulfield. She flies second up. She's drawn a good gate. Is there anything against her tomorrow, Jamie?
She's got a few things in her corner, Michael, but she's going to have to, you know, break the weight carrying record there for a mare. Got to carry a lot of weight, but it's just sort of where we're ended up, having missed the sort of weight for age races. But, you know, she gets in not too bad with her weight allowance for being a mare, and hopefully we can capitalise on that good barrier.
She does need to set that weight carrying record, as you said, but it's very rare that we see the quality of a mare like her contesting a Rupert Clark Stakes. She's already a three-time Group 1 winner. She's a strong mare. She's used to racing under the weight for age conditions. Are you confident that she can carry 57 from that gentle draw, gate 2, and be the one to beat?
Well, we hope so. She is a big, strong mare that's carried weight before. It's really up to her to get out of the barriers cleanly and be able to take up a position. Hopefully she can lob in the first six without having to do too much work, and get a little bit of luck in, you know, early in the run home from the 600 onwards. But she's as good as we can have her, and Ashley Henley, who's looking after and has done for the last couple of years, is very happy with her.
I was going to say, the report's good because her second up record is outstanding. 4 wins from 5 starts and a second. So has there been a lot of improvement shown from that first up win?
Yeah, I think she's gone the right way. She's certainly improved in the coat, held her condition nicely. She had a jump out there at Flemington last Friday just to keep her up to the mark, 3 weeks between runs and being pretty big and pretty burly at Caulfield. So I think she's improved nicely. Did some nice work on the course proper there at Flemington on Tuesday, and Brett's been getting to know her and is happy with her progress.
So Brett's done a little bit of work with her. Is that any concern? She seems pretty tractable, a new jockey.
Don't think so. He's obviously riding in red hot form, and he's given some good positive feedback on her and seems to enjoy riding her. So hopefully they can click well and get out of the barriers cleanly and enjoy safe passage.
It's a good race. You take on Behemoth, and there's a few others in the race that are in good form as well. Who do you think is the hardest to beat?
I guess you've got to give Behemoth a lot of respect. He can carry weight. He seems to be able to, sprint very well around Caulfield. But I think we beat him in the Futurity. He's obviously weight for age. So, you know, hopefully we're right at the top of our game, which I think we are. And to be fair, I haven't really put in a lot of study. We've got a lot of runners both here and over there. So it's been a busy week, but you've obviously got to put a lot of respect, when you're over there in those top echelon races, because they're very hard to win, especially when you're 5 kilos above the minimum.
What's the plan from here, providing she runs up to expectation tomorrow? She's contested the last 2 Cox Plates. Where does she go after the Rupert Clark?
Probably to the Toorak, unless we were sort of jump up and trip and go wait for age. It just sort of seemed 12, 14 a mile was a nice stepping stone to get it to the Cox Plate. Whether she would be better with the hard 2,000 before going to the Cox Plate, I'm not sure, but the plan is to go to the Toorak, which is obviously another handicap race, and then to the Cox Plate fourth up, if that's sort of the way we're looking.
In the last race, the same colours, same ownership, you've got Karma Lass. Brett Prebble's in the saddle as well. What happened last start in Sydney?
Not really sure. No, I think a few things. First trip away, or proper trip away to Australia. Wet track, just was motherless. Didn't settle very well, didn't eat very well when she was there. So there was a few things against her, and she raced accordingly. We brought her straight home and just gave her a good long break. She seems to be coming up well. I think it's important with some of these mares or horses in general that you're going over there, as a sort of plan, rather than going there at the end of a long prep. So she's arrived in good shape. She probably got away on us a little bit. So we elected to scratch her from Mooney Valley where it was rain affected, and we gave her a jump out last Friday, which she won nicely. And she's done some nice work with Probabil during the week. So she's going to have to be at her best. She's got a tricky draw and plenty of weight because she is a Group 1 winner. But, you know, hopefully we can see her run well.
Well, is she over the odds then? If we are judging her on that first up run, that was just an aberration, do you think, despite the wide draw?
I'd be putting a line through the wet track form in Sydney and looking at her spring form here in New Zealand. You know, there might be a little bit of a lack of respect around our Group 1s, but she still still performed at the top echelon against her own, you know, age group. She beat Bonham fair and square that day. So, you know, hopefully we can see her run well. But she's going to need luck in running. There's no doubt about that.
Up in Sydney, we see Amaralina kick off her campaign in the Bill Ritchie. How is she? Because it's been a while since we've seen her in the Oaks.
Yeah, she's in good shape, Michael. She's probably quite typical of some of the Savabils that we've had. They do take a little while for their coats to turn in the spring and come out of the winter. So we took her along quietly. She had two trials, and then she had a bit of a fresh, and then she trialled well up at Randwick the other day. I think she goes into the race in good shape. She's got a nice draw. Hopefully we can use that to our advantage. I think it's important, you know, when you're over there against the big boys, if you can race a pair or two handier than you normally would if you draw poorly. And she's just got to carry a little bit of weight, but she's earned her weight. Probably didn't expect her to have quite as much weight as what she does, but it's a nice race for her to kick off, 1,400 handicap, and if she runs well, she could well be seen in the Epsom, but she'd have to win or be unlucky in not winning.
Well, she's got a great record. Has she got enough speed to win first up over 1,400?
I don't see any reason why she can't. I know that she stayed a mile and a half as a three-year-old, but I doubt whether that's her optimum trip. I'd say she's a mile to 2,000. And, you know, I do believe she can sprint well fresh up. I think she's a little bit over the odds as well. So it's going to be an interesting race. Obviously, the other Kiwi mare there, Atishu, was, you know, she wasn't anywhere near in our league last year. But she's obviously shown good improvement since she's got over there, and maybe she's a bit stronger now that she's a bit older. But off last year's form, you'd say that Amaralina was the better filly.
Big day over back home, Tarzino Trophy. Speaking to Mick Gear, and there's predicted rain. What type of track do you think you'll be on tomorrow?
Well, they put up an 8 this morning, 20 mils yesterday, but it looks to be clearing now. There's not a lot of warmth around here at the moment, so whether it dries out sort of remains to be seen. But it's going to be a sort of a genuine slow track, I would say, a 7-8 in our terms.
Can Avantage bounce back?
No reason why not. Still scratching our heads why she put up that poor performance first up. She did get caught 3 deep without any cover, but she was beaten a long way out. But can't fault her leading into the race. She's got a nice draw. She can handle slow ground. So hopefully she can turn her form around.
Mick Guerin told us yesterday, you've got a runner in the gold trial in Perrottet. It was 2:30 yesterday. Said it'll start closer to $1.60 and just win. Is he right?
Look, his record suggests that she's going very well and can handle any track conditions. She was a good winner there a fortnight ago, off an extended break. Everything seems to have gone well since. Set weights suits her. She can handle any track conditions. So, you know, she's only got to find her form. She had a fortnight ago to be very competitive again.
Well, the money's already starting to come into $1.95. Jamie, big day for you and the team. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael.
Jamie Richards joining us there.